When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the After 9 Podcast Studios, this is After 9 with Scott and Kat.
Well, hello, friends. I'd like to start off with a DM, which you can do anytime if you want. I guess we kind of have different preferences, but it doesn't matter where you reach out to us. It's Scott Fox on Air on Instagram, at Kat on Air, Kat with a K. You can find us on Twitter, too. Trevor sent a message. Trevor says, "Hi, Scott and Kat. My new fiancé and I are big fans of the podcast. I got her hooked. I just listened to the podcast about Halloween and how they advise not to go door to door. So here's an idea parents can do with their little ones. My sister's hiding candy around the house. She's going to turn the lights off and give her kids flashlights. And then they'll go on a hunt. I hope this helps other parents." Okay, that's great. Oh, I love
happy
that.
Happy Easter.
Well, you know what? Sure. Yeah. It's an Easter Halloween combo. Plus, you can kind of have them eating the sugar all throughout the day, whatever time you want, really, as long as you can make it dark enough. That works. I like it. Also, we want to shout out Riley and say hello. That's Trevor's fiance. So, hello, Riley.
Who introduced who to the podcast? I always like those stories.
It was actually, I listened to the podcast. You said that I got her hooked. So, Trevor, yeah. Thank
Good.
You.
All right, Trevor. Welcome to After 9, everybody. And like Kat said, you can DM us anytime. We've got a whole bunch of different things to talk about here, including a really weird blind date where they wanted to run an experiment at the same time. That coming up in just a sec. First off, I've said it many, 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 many times now. People fucking hate change, and I don't understand why. Apparently we're some very progressive society here in Canada, but people hate change. The government introduced digital driver's licenses. They announced it the other day. Very soon you'll be able to carry your driver's license digitally. You'll be able to access it online. You'll be able to save it in your Apple wallet on your iPhone, and so on and so forth. You get pulled over, here's your driver's license. You don't have to carry a wallet anymore. Just like we did with the insurance companies, by the way. They have digital pink slips now. I can't believe how many people are opposed to this. Why? What is the problem with having an option? And I'm reading all kinds of stuff. No, we got to have the actual card.
Really?
Why? What fucking difference does it make?
Well, first of all, you said it's an option, right? So you can still physically hang on to the card for now. I mean, of course, I'm sure they might phase out the card over time. But who doesn't use their phone all the time? Like, this is great. This is an improvement. Like you said, it'd be nice to leave the house and not have to, like, have a panic attack because you forgot, you know, your license. You forgot your wallet. You don't have to worry about it if you have your phone. As long as you have your phone with you, it has pretty much anything you need.
Sure. It's fairly simple. I don't understand what the resistance is to change all the time. Another example, Tim Hortons has announced they're going to stop double cupping hot drinks. For people who go to Tim's regularly, you know, particularly if you order a tea, which tends to be hotter than a coffee, they'll give you a double cup. Some people ask for it double cupped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is partly Tim Hortons' fault because their cups are not nearly as effective as, say, McDonald's. A McDonald's cup doesn't seem to matter how hot the liquid inside is. Your hand stays the same temperature. Not many people burn themselves on a McCafe cup of coffee. But at Tim's, maybe the cup's a little thinner. Maybe it's made from a different material. People need that extra assurance. So instead of double cupping, they're going to save 220 million excess cups from going in the garbage every single year and just give you a sleeve, which is easily recycled.
Yeah. By the way,
first comment that came in on Facebook today, somebody complaining about that.
I know. This was okay. So I'll read this. And then I'll tell you about the sleeve situation. So Aldo says, "Well, I guess then there's no more Timmy's. There are other places." Yeah. Okay. If you are that upset that they're not going to double cup your coffee, your tea, your latte, whatever you're getting, of course there's more places to go. Tim Hortons isn't the be all and end all in Canada. And I think people already know that. And it's your choice as a consumer. You don't have to. The locations are convenient, absolutely, but go somewhere else if that really upsets you. Keep in mind, though, places like, I'll throw out a Starbucks. They do sleeves. The thing with Starbucks is they throw the sleeve on it for you usually, like if you're in the drive-thru without you having to ask. The thing with Tim Hortons that bothers me is I try to recycle them myself personally. I'll take them off the cup when I throw out the cup and I keep the sleeve. I've got like 4 or 5 sleeves in my purse right now, actually. So I'll recycle them myself personally, but at Starbucks, usually, they'll put the sleeve on for you. So maybe just people don't think about that, but they've been doing that forever. This is just Tim Hortons starting that up a little bit more. But again, you're going to have complaints no matter what. You're right. Saheed says, how long ago did they introduce these cup sleeves? That's exactly when double cupping should have been stopped.
Yes.
Okay, I don't disagree at all with that. I agree. And anything to save the environment and help out in that way, we know that these big companies doing these small changes make a massive impact. So that's great. Dom says, get better cups. I never used to ask for a double cup until the past few months. Their cups leak from the seam now. Okay, first of all, Dom, that's been happening for years. I don't disagree with you. Their cups are not the best. I would say McDonald's cups are probably the best ones.
I think so, too.
Yeah, like the lid, the cup itself is already kind of double lined, so you don't have to worry about the heat from the cup. I think it's well done. I don't know waste-wise if it's good. I really don't know enough about it. And then Lisa finally says, yes, you should be putting the sleeves on the cups, period. The cups are crap. So, I mean, these are all comments from people who obviously have been there many a time. You don't have to go there. It's an option. But it's another example of how people just don't like any kind of change, even if it doesn't have to impact them.
Like, let's just fucking move on here, people. Big deal. Life changes. Like, roll with it. Damn. I just don't understand why you get so hung up on a little thing like that. We'll talk about Rudy Giuliani and the new Borat movie in just a sec. It's fucking great.
Okay.
A woman was recently set up on a blind date, and she decided, I'm going to do a little social experiment here. I want to know if this guy that I got fixed up with is a generous guy.
Okay.
So these two people are both in their 20s. She showed up at the restaurant with 23 of her family members.
Whoa.
To see if the guy would pay for everybody.
Whoa.
They had agreed when the blind date was set up that he would buy dinner. But he didn't specify, I'll buy dinner just for you. So she showed up with 23 family members. The bill came out to $3,000. What do you think he did?
This is not real. I would walk right out. If this legit happened, I hope that guy got up and walked out.
What would the reaction be when you show up and they ask for a table for 24?
Bye.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm sick. But the thing is, so this is interesting because obviously the family sat down, they ate because it's enough for the bill to come to the table. So he already knew this might be the case, that he might be given the bill, or do you think this was a blindside shoving the bill toward his direction and saying, well, you said you'd pay for it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. I mean, he had agreed to buy dinner for her. He didn't say anything about her whole family, and she brought them intentionally just to see what kind of a guy she was dealing with. Although I don't know that you can necessarily tell someone's personality based on that circumstance. However, you're absolutely right. He bailed. Dine and dash. He, when the bill came, said, oh, excuse me, I'm going to go to the washroom. Never came back.
Good.
She got stuck with the entire bill for $3,000.
Like, come on. This is for real? Oh, I can't even.
They have been in touch since that, though. He offered to pay for his share of the dinner. Send her the money.
Sure.
Even that was noble. I wouldn't have expected him to do that.
No,
he wasn't on the hook for that at all.
You pull that shit, you can go fuck yourself. Bye.
Basically, you can. There's a new TV show that debuts Sunday on TLC. It's called I Love a Mama's Boy. So it follows four girlfriends struggling, they say, to be the number one woman in their man's life. The problem is that boy is very attached to his mom. All four of them are. So in the trailer, which I have watched now, it's actually kind of funny. He decides he needs to buy some sexy underwear for his girlfriend. He asks mom to come along because he doesn't know what he's looking for necessarily. Hey, what am I supposed to do here? What size? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Well, mom did go along and picked out some lingerie for her son's girlfriend. Is that okay?
I mean, okay, I'm trying not to be too, like, judgmental on it at all. So he wanted mom to come pick out some lingerie for his girl.
Right.
Sure, maybe there were other options in his life, but maybe mom has great taste. We can't just assume that because she is the guy's mom, she's going to pick out something gross like a muumuu or something. So maybe she's got... there's a lot of women that have fabulous taste and know what might be flattering and not. I'm actually okay with that.
Do you, as a mom, want to think about the girl that your boy is fucking, though? I don't imagine you do.
Well, you got to be realistic. I mean, there's women out there, I'll just say women particularly because this is about a mom, that are very aware. Their sons are dating and playing the scene, and maybe they're just straight up fucking around. You can't be naive to that fact. So if he is doing it, as long as he's doing it, you know, safely, appropriately, and everybody's consenting adults, who gives a shit? Sure. If you really want mom's opinion on what your girl should wear. My question is, what is a guy thinking when that girl puts it on? Like, oh, damn, mama, you made a good choice. Are you thinking about your mom?
Like, if he calls her mama or mommy or anything like that, that's horrible.
Then you get the fuck out.
Yep.
Then you run away. But that's the only thing I wonder is if the guy's thinking about his mom when his girl tries on those clothes.
I don't know. To me, that's a weird situation. It would never occur to me to take my mom with me to buy underwear for my girlfriend. That would never, ever happen. In fact, I'm pretty content with my mom not knowing anything about my sex life. As far as she knows, I've done it twice, and she's got two great grandkids out of it. That's awesome. That's it, though. That's all I want her to know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want her to know what my girlfriend looks like in fucking lingerie or to even be thinking about her in that way. That's weird, in my opinion.
Okay. And so that's a good perspective because you are a guy, you are a male with, you're talking about a mother and you're in a relationship with a woman. So you were that exact same, in that exact same scenario. Interesting. Because as a mom of a daughter, if one day she wanted me to help pick out her guys, I don't know what the equivalent to that would be. It's not really the same to go shopping for boxers.
Cock ring.
Okay, let's chill out. That's not the same thing.
Mom, I don't know what I'm shopping for. Oh, I'll help you out. I know exactly what it is.
Oh, mama knows. Mama knows. You know they have matching booby tassels for this one, right? Come on.
Why don't we get you a nice big vibrator at the same time?
Let's just do
all the shopping at once.
And I'll get you my membership discount, sweetie. Don't worry. No, it's not the same at all. But let's say that was a scenario of buying boxers, which I know isn't the exact same, and she really wanted my opinion. I'd be happy to give an opinion. Okay. Some people think it's super weird. I've heard weirder things. Let's put it that way.
There's a lot of couples that listen to this podcast, either together or separately, but we'll discuss afterwards. I'm wondering what the conversation at the end of this podcast is going to be like when this episode's over and our listeners sit down and ask their significant other about this scenario. I can't wait to read the DMs. In any case, 28-year-old Matt, that's right, he's almost 30 years old, took his mom to buy some lingerie. She helped pick out a lace teddy for Kim, her son's girlfriend.
Okay.
She also selected a silk robe.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
In one of the scenes in the trailer for this new show, this is the quote. "I'm not a therapist or psychologist, but that's going to be an issue," says the disgusted saleswoman who helped them both.
Really? Wait a minute. You're telling me, though, hang on. You're telling me you work in a lingerie store in 2020-ish, whenever they film this, and you're against people being a little more, maybe it's a little progressive for you to have someone come in and help select. It's not like the boy and the mom are buying lingerie for each other to look at each other in. Like, come on. There's a lot more weird shit going on in the world than a possible future mother-in-law, let's keep that in mind, picking out some stuff for the girl. I don't think it's that weird. Honestly, it doesn't even irk me.
I don't know, Kat. It seems a little weird to
it
me.
It doesn't. Maybe you need to get a little more progressive.
You're blending worlds. That's not progressive. It's regressive. Maybe. That's him practically wanting to climb back into the fucking womb. Cut the cord, kid. Go.
That's the biggest issue with it, I think, is how he... Why? I'd like to sit him down. I don't care about mom. I don't care about the girlfriend. I want to sit you down, guy, and be like, why mom? Why ask mom? And what are you going to think when your girlfriend puts that on? I'm curious about that.
Before we get to Rudolph Giuliani, Chris Cuomo, CNN, you know, Chris, he used to be a really good news guy, but now he does nothing but just do this really partisan shit on his show, Cuomo Primetime. Letter just got leaked. His building in New York that he lives in has threatened him with a $500 fine because he was seen on multiple occasions not wearing a mask in the common areas of his building. So the letter got leaked to Tucker Carlson at Fox News. He, of course, reported it last night, pointing out it's an official mandate from his own brother, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. You must wear a mask in all private areas or all common areas. He leaked it right after Chris Cuomo did another rant and actually called President Trump a COVID idiot for not wearing a face covering in public.
Really?
Is that hypocritical or is it okay? Because I don't see it any other way than hypocritical for Chris Cuomo to be going after Trump like that when he himself has now been threatened because he's been seen multiple times not wearing a mask.
Yeah, it's pretty hypocritical. It's pretty hypocritical.
You won't see me in that scenario. Anytime I go out, I'm wearing a mask all the time. Anytime I'm in public anyway. If I go into a store, I'm wearing one. If I'm outside, I don't even think about it. But anytime I'm indoors, right, I've got that mask on, unless I'm seated at a table.
Well, you got to practice what you preach, too, right? I mean, we have public forums. We have the ability to say those things. That's why I always, you know, tell people who want to go beyond what bylaw suggests, hey, let's just do this. You know what? I tell everybody not to do that every day. I'm not going to do it. So same kind of thing goes for this case. You're going to say shit about someone else doing it. You shouldn't be doing it yourself.
The new Borat movie is out this weekend. I didn't like the first one, but this one actually seems kind of funny to me. I don't know why.
Does
Maybe they're just taking the best parts for the trailer, but I actually laughed a couple of times.
Okay.
Very good. Rudy Giuliani. And maybe you're wondering, wait, I've heard that name. Who's Rudy Giuliani? Let me remind you of an incident that happened about 19 years ago on the 11th of September. Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City at the time, and he was one of the heroes of 9/11. He was the guy who led New York through the recovery. He was the guy who got a lot of credit and a lot of praise from President George W. Bush. He was the guy who was a beacon of hope for many. A lot of people thought he was a future president of the United States because of how well he handled 9/11. But he's recently fallen into a bit of disrepute because he's also an attorney and he does represent Donald J. Trump. And he's made some controversial arguments in defense of the president. He fell for it. Borat got him into a bit and filmed the whole thing.
Yeah.
You go ahead and take over and explain what happened.
Okay, so here's how it works out with these Borat films when they do try to do shit like this. What I assume is they basically made him sign something. What he thought was happening, a right-wing reporter, young female, wanted to talk to him, and he was open to having an interview. I believe it was on camera. It was definitely mic'd up. So they're in a hotel room, and she's going through with this interview. Little does he know, this is an actress, and the actress in this movie plays Borat's daughter. So she's in the middle of interviewing him, and at some point, they end up going a little sidetracked, and she basically suggests to him that they take the microphones off and sneak into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So something happened where, now I don't know if the bedroom, by the way, was in the same part. It's quite possible the bed was next to them. I can't tell based on what I'm seeing. So what we have now is still images of Rudy Giuliani laying on a bed with his hand definitely down the front of his pants and this young woman, this actress, standing over him on the bed. So now there's questions, right? Like, what actually happened here? Because it hasn't been released yet. It's released tomorrow on Amazon. For those that have it, you'll see it. So Variety, and a lot of people who preview these movies before they come out, because that's what they're supposed to do, says it does not look good. Now, Rudy's claiming that they're going to be editing this to make it seem worse. He says, here's the reason why his hand was down his front of his pants, okay, Scott? So hear him out.
Okay.
He says, quite simply, he was reaching to tuck his shirt in because he took off his microphone and had to readjust his shirt.
Okay, I mean, I've done that. I've worn a lav mic many times, and yeah, sometimes your shirt does come untucked when you take that microphone off. It likely shouldn't if you've got a clip to your belt, like they recommend, but I don't know how they had them mic'd up. Can I tell you, though, as I listen to you explain this, it really sounds like entrapment.
So
I don't know a lot of guys that wouldn't, if they were there in that scenario, and the hot young reporter is coming on to you, and she's into you, and she says, hey, let's take the mics off and go to the bedroom. What I'm trying to figure out, though, is he married, or is there any reason that he shouldn't have done this?
Okay, so great question. I don't believe he's married, because the only reason I don't believe so is because I feel like that would have been in a headline of some kind of, like, what does his wife think of this, for example? So I'm not sure he is. But here's what he says. I'll read you a few of his tweets just to be fair before this movie comes out. He says, the Borat video is a complete fabrication. I was tucking in my shirt after taking off the recording equipment. At no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever appropriate. If Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he's a liar. In fact, the New York Post today is reporting that it looks to me like it's an exaggeration through editing. As soon as I realized it was a setup, I called the police, which has been noted in the THR article, the Hollywood Reporter article, back in July. You might have heard about this. You might have heard Rudy Giuliani called 911 on Sacha Baron Cohen. That's what this comes from. That's where this comes from. Because Sacha Baron Cohen was involved in this quote-unquote scene, okay, this setup. He runs through the door, because this is part of the movie, yelling, that's my daughter, she's only 15! Which, by the way, the actress is 24, so we're all good there, even if there was some sexual stuff going down. She was basically just trying to catch him in an awkward scenario and see if he would take the bait, and he did. Should he have laid down, if this is all true from Rudy's side, if Rudy says he wasn't or he was totally appropriate, there's no scenario I can see, Scott, where you need to lay down on a bed to tuck your shirt in while this woman's standing up, like, over top of you, basically. That scenario doesn't happen if you're being appropriate. I know plenty of good, upstanding gentlemen that, if that would have been the case, would have said, no. Take your microphone off. Don't worry about tucking in your shirt again and say, get the fuck out. That's not what happened. So
it takes 2 seconds to tuck in your shirt.
Sure. Rudy's guilty, in my opinion on this, but I also do feel bad for him. So I'm kind of wishy-washy here a little bit because I do feel bad for him. This is 100% entrapment. He truly didn't know this was filmed for a video. Unfortunately for him, I'm assuming he signed off on something, which means they're able to use all this stuff. I'm not sure he can sue. I don't know how that works. Do you?
I don't know either. Yeah. He's a lawyer. I would assume that if it was that bad, he would have gone to the greatest lengths to try and prevent this from coming out. He probably just signed what he thought was a standard waiver saying that it's okay for them to use footage of this interview on, well, he probably thought it was like Fox News or Millennial Post, whatever. He probably had no idea it was for a motion picture. It does seem like entrapment, and I don't know his personal situation, whether he's dating someone or married or what, but if he's not, I don't see the problem even if he was going to fuck her. Like, she seemed to be asking for that, wasn't she? Like, didn't she recommend, hey, why don't we take these mics off and move to the bed?
Apparently, and again, we haven't seen
it. So he was probably trying to get hard. That's probably what he was doing. Maybe. Takes a while when you're that age.
Maybe. I mean, but you also have to know, when you're a public figure like a Rudy Giuliani, do you not question when a young, good looking reporter is coming on to you? Or is your ego big enough that you're like, nah, nothing's weird here. She just wants to blow me. Everything's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some people who just want to taste the glory.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it was an ego thing, maybe a small lapse in judgment. But like I said, I mean, if it all seemed like it was on the up and up and he's got no reason to not, I kind of don't blame him if he thought this was a legitimate thing and he was going to do it. Is that the wrong way to think of it? You can DM us and let us know.
Let us know, because obviously I'm of two minds on this one here. Yeah.
25% of people say they've finished their holiday shopping already for this year.
Good for you.
Fuck you.
That's usually me. That's usually, actually, I usually am finished by November. Usually by right around Remembrance Day, I'm mostly done. And if I'm waiting on anything, it's just stuff that I've ordered that's waiting to be shipped. No change to this year, though, that I still have my ongoing bag of stuff. I still have a bag that I fill with things, especially for my little ones, right? Like, I have two little girls, so I have a bunch of little things to get for them. So when I see something I really like that's on sale that they'll like, I buy it. I buy it now. So they have like four or five things each already.
Wow.
That I've already got.
Fuck, you're organized. I haven't even considered it yet. I probably won't even think about it until right around Black Friday.
Yeah.
Even at that, I'll be okay. Like, well.
Nah. You know, things are so different this year, too. You probably don't. Maybe you don't even have as many people to buy for. I don't doubt there's going to be a lot of families that maybe used to do a big hurrah about it and everybody got gifts that are like, this year, why don't we just chill a little bit? Maybe we'll just do a secret Santa, right? Or maybe we'll just do a gift exchange of some kind. Make it simple. I could see that happening.
Canada Post says they're adding 4,000 seasonal employees as they scale up operations for the Christmas season. They're urging everyone to shop early and get parcels in the mail to avoid late arrival of gifts caused by the pandemic. Canada Post will also deliver on weekends in many communities, add more pickup locations. I hate those fucking locations. And extended hours at many post offices. You mean Shoppers. Shoppers Drug Marts.
Right.
Likely.
Mostly, yeah.
Hey, I'm glad they're adding more employees. I'm glad they realize there's the potential for this to go sideways here. I really don't understand how a post office in 2020 can reasonably suggest that you shop 2 months in advance to make sure that it arrives by the 25th of December. Like, how slow are you guys? Is that really what you're saying? How early do you want us to shop?
Mm-hmm.
The volume is probably going to be pretty crazy. More people are shopping online this year than any other year in the past.
Yeah.
I get it. You got a lot of stuff to move. But I'm not hearing this same request from UPS or FedEx or anyone like that yet. And I don't know that shopping before Halloween for Christmas to make sure it arrives on time is necessarily a reasonable request.
Right.
It's 2 months from now. It's more than 2 months.
But if you know, you know what? I think that should speak to the people who already know what they're going to get. Like, maybe you're just waiting on it. Maybe you're waiting on a sale. But let's say someone wants a Google Nest thermostat. I was just looking at those. So
they're great.
The new one looks really cool. And it's cheaper, by the way. It's cheaper than the last ones. So that's great. Anyway, so I was just looking at it. So for example, let's say you know someone who wants that, you're waiting on it for like to go on sale. That I do understand. But aside from that, if you know what you want, why don't you just get it now? Why do people wait?
Because procrastination.
Right,
it's a lifestyle that I have chosen for myself. And frankly, it's none of your damn business. And I despise the fact that you're judging.
I just thought of the perfect gift for you. I'm going to get you a t-shirt. Okay. It's just going to be a t-shirt. It's going to say procrastination. It's a lifestyle.
Procrastination
Scott
Nation.
Fox.
Welcome to it.
I love it.
I do want to mention this quickly before we get to our last story about another person who was caught jerking off. This is very important with Remembrance Day just around the corner. The Royal Canadian Legion has done something so modern and progressive, it's hard to believe it was the Legion that did it, and it wasn't some of the other much more young-skewed charities. The Legion has teamed up with HSBC Bank to create digital poppy boxes. Basically, they're going to have hundreds of these poppy boxes around. You'll be able to go and either tap your debit or credit card or your phone to pay for your poppy and make a donation. Contactless tap payment.
Yay! I love this. I hope that this becomes more accessible for a lot of different charities and a lot of different groups that do good, because this is exactly what we need. That's my biggest problem, is I don't carry cash on me often.
Right.
Maybe now and again I will have some cash, but I always feel terrible when I'm leaving a store and there's someone who is selling something, or poppies are one thing for sure. And I'm like, oh, shit, I don't even have any cash. So I'm glad that they're able to do this. And I hope that we see this closer to Christmas, too, when you have places like the Salvation Army
is a good one.
Exactly. And individual legions will sometimes do things where they'll sell items or whatever. It could be anything. Crafts. There's little leagues and things like that. Anything that might be happening around that time. I really wish that this could get out there more, because people do carry plastic.
Scouts, air cadets.
Right.
I mean, there's no shortage of people standing outside the LCBO and Home Depot collecting donations. The problem is many of us aren't carrying cash. The reason I like this story is twofold. You just mentioned one of the reasons, because we aren't carrying nearly as much cash as we used to. The other reason is we're in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic, which we know affects older people much more differently than it does younger people. Mm-hmm. Older people are very susceptible to COVID-19. And some of these vets are like 100 years old, and they'll still go out and do their duty in their head. They'll go out there and sell those poppies, and they'll talk to you and tell you their stories from the Great War. It's really remarkable when you get to talk to a vet. The problem is, it's not really a good idea to have a whole bunch of 100-year-olds running around selling poppies. Not this year.
Yeah.
Not with all that stuff going around.
Yeah,
The fact that you can just tap and take your poppy is fantastic. I think this is brilliant that the Legion came up with this, and good on HSBC for spearheading this campaign and giving them the technology to be able to do it. If you want to see the boxes, by the way, and read more about it, go to scottandcat.ca. Last story and we're done. A 72-year-old man, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, arrested for pleasuring himself in his work truck.
Why are we hearing so many stories like this?
Because people are going batshit crazy. All the rules are out the window. Now, this guy kind of sounds like a piece of shit. He was on the campus of LSU, and he was watching some of the female students walking around campus, just ripping one there in his truck.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not even the first time he got caught.
No.
He was arrested previously.
Doesn't he have the internet? I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, I know. Dude, you don't need to go and watch girls walk across the campus in person. You can do all kinds of shit on simple websites. Yeah. Stay home.
People are ripping their tits out just about everywhere. Look it up.
He had an excuse, though. He did have an excuse.
Uh-huh.
He says this whole thing, Kat,
uh-oh,
is a giant misunderstanding.
Okay.
We didn't see what we thought we saw in that truck. He wasn't beating his meat. He wasn't. He says,
yeah, I can't wait.
He was playing the air drums.
That is the best.
How fucking hard were you ripping
dude? No, man.
Air drums?
No, man. I wasn't jerking off. I was just Travis Barker in the shit out of a song, man. It was my turn for the drum solo. And yeah, I drum one-handed. So what? You don't?
One-hand air drumming.
One-hand air drummer. That's it. From now on, jerking off is going to be called the one-hand air drummer. That's it.
Do you want to get rocked?
Oh, the bass is kicking in. Here we go. Get ready for the big finale. Oh, wait, another girl walked by. Better do an encore. Fuck.
Whole group of girls. Time for my solo. Yeah.
Maybe I will use two hands. I give up, Scott. I give up.
Thanks for downloading, everybody. You have an exceptional Thursday, and we'll catch you right back again here soon.